USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas will be deploying 1,000 National Guard troops to the U.S.-Mexico border. This is all being done to address the surge of illegal aliens and assist the federal government with border security efforts. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says the deployment is supposed to help with the humanitarian crisis, but then also says Congress needs to do more to set aside funding for resources at the border.
Every child who's not being taken care of adequately at the border. Congress is an accomplice to any harm they suffer.
President Trump on why he decided to call off the airstrike against Iran.
Here we are sitting with 150 dead people that would have taken place probably within a half an hour after I said go ahead. Yeah. And I didn't like it. I didn't think it was proportionate.
That audio courtesy of NBC's Meet the Press, that entire interview will air this Sunday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The FAA has barred all U.S. registered aircraft from operating over parts of the Persian Gulf and the Gulf of Oman due to heightened tensions between Washington and Tehran. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The warning from the Federal Aviation Administration will have an impact on hundreds of flights over the Middle East. I spoke to Captain Ross Amer of Aerial Aviation Consulting, who tells us the area of concern is a major airway.
Iran is basically a bridge between East and West. Now there are airways, as we call them, that fly over Iran itself and the Persian Gulf, connecting basically Europe and Far East.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
One of President Trump's major proposals to lower drug prices took a huge step forward on Friday. The Department of Health and Human Services sent to the White House for review a proposal to lower certain drug prices in Medicare by linking them to lower prices paid in other countries, an idea called the International Pricing Index.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More moms-to-be in the U.S. are using marijuana, especially during their first trimester. That's according to a new study that was published earlier this week. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire explains more and goes into a little bit more detail on that study.
So this is a really large survey that just was presented earlier this week. They polled about 500,000 women, talked about, did you use marijuana during pregnancy? And if you did, was it for medicinal use or recreational use? Now, as you notice, we went from 3 to 7% who said that they actually used marijuana during their pregnancy. Most interesting was most of them were using it in their first trimester, which is really important for fetal development. Of them, they said 0.5% actually told them that their doctor told them to take it. I'm not so sure about that. The American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists are absolutely against marijuana, so I don't know which doctors they're talking about. The problem with these studies are they are exposed to a lot of bias, specifically recall bias, because what are you doing? You're just asking women, right? You have to depend on them telling you, one, if they use marijuana, and two, how much of it they use and what their reasons were.
Sapphire was speaking there on Fox News. And finally, a couple of UFOs over Kansas City Thursday sparked an explosion of speculation. The two orbs were seen as high as the city, and guesses ranged from aliens to weather balloons. It turns out they were balloons launched from Maryland by the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.